96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
But many of those people were there to protest the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. So, this week it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson's coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week? And is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You know, you really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop?
It didn't start with President Trump's comments yesterday about Charlottesville. But his comments did refocus America on the debate about the removal of Confederate-era statues and monuments. And so tonight, we're asking, what should cities do about them? Should they leave them alone? Should they remove them and put them somewhere else or destroy them all together? Well, joining me to discuss this are community activists Erica Totten, Dolores Reyes, Republican activist, and Carl Adams, author of Nance, Trials of the First Slave Freed by Abraham Lincoln. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have an opinion, stay or go. When it comes to Confederate-era statues and monuments, I want to hear from you. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on again, Harold.
Okay,
nice
absolutely.
To see you again.
Thank you.
Dolores, I'll start with you. Stay or go? You're new to the program, first time.
Stay.
Why?
And the reason why I think you should stay is that my ancestors were slaves, and I guess the people in the South were our slave masters, and we, for time and all times, we're going to be connected till the end of time. And subsequently, I think that the history involving that era in the American history, I think is very important to be looked at. I mean, the Daughters of the Confederacy are the ones that actually started out making these statues. They didn't want their loved ones who were killed during the Civil War to go unrecognized. So they started making these statues. I think that it's appropriate. I think that they have a place in history, and I don't want our history erased.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Erica? Stay or go?
They need to go. And I'm honestly just processing hearing this black woman say that these Confederate statues need to stay. So that's quite off-putting in thinking about and evoking womanhood of women creating the statues. And we know that white women are complicit in white supremacy. So having these symbols that convey an ideology of hate and oppression, and as a correction that our ancestors were enslaved, that was slaves was not their identity. Something was actually happening to them. And so you had our enslavers that actually have monuments all around the country. It is horrific and it's disgusting and it needs to go.
What do you think, Carl? Can you give me a little background about these statues? There's been a lot and monuments. There's been a lot of discussion about these statues over the past several weeks. Of course, we saw last night four statues removed from the city of Baltimore. I believe it's down in Tampa. There are I believe the Sons of Confederacy are standing guard over a statue. There was a statue pulled in Durham, North Carolina, earlier this week. Talk to me about how these statues came about.
And New Orleans got a big headline play for that because for starting all this. Now, basically, if these statues had been gone up in the late 60s, 1860s, and 1870s, I would have truly believed that they were meant to commemorate the Civil War dead of the South and the North. But they weren't. They were put up in the 1890s, and they were put up in the 1920s and the 1950s. And as a result, it took on a totally different meaning because these some of the daughters of the Confederacy had also revisionist history. And students of revisionist history says, I don't understand how the South could possibly have won all the battles and yet still lost the war. And so a lot of this history was distorted. Now, if these monuments are truly for the rebel dead, which is what they claim to be, then they should not be destroyed, but they should be replaced to either Confederate cemeteries, where they would be very appropriate for Confederate cemetery, Confederate museums, and places like that, not necessarily in the public parks, where in the 19th century everyone saw human color as black and white. Now we have such a broad range. I have seen darker people from the subcontinent of India than from Africa. And so we have such a broad diversity of people that it really does not fit for all of these people to get into something that happened so long ago, because that was ancient history to them, particularly the migrants from World War I and the migrants from World War II. They have absolutely no relationship whatsoever to any of this.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about Confederate-era statues and monuments. Should cities remove them? Should cities leave them where they are? Should they put them somewhere else, or perhaps destroy them altogether? Let me go to Derek. Derek, calling from Fort Washington. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
It's Aaron from Fort Washington. How you doing today?
Oh, sorry about that. Go right ahead, please.
It's no problem. I do agree with the statues being removed and relocated to another appropriate facility, such as, you know, a Confederate cemetery. But they should be removed from federal property and state property, because we do have to walk past those things. And I believe they are up for other reasons than what they're masking themselves as. And it is, you know, as an African-American male, when I walk into the state house in Annapolis and seeing a person who had a ruling against us, our people, it is frightening, because it says that, you know, this is acceptable behavior. And just to close on it is that they lost. The Confederacy lost. So driving down Jefferson Davis Highway as a person who was a rebel, a leader of a rebel organization, we don't have others in this country that we, you know, profoundly have around that we want to, you know, advocate and hold up on a pedestal. So I do think that they all need to be removed, and that it should be able to, you know, reunite all of our people together.
Okay, Derek. Aaron, is that right?
Yes, Aaron.
Aaron, I apologize for the name again. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. No problem.
Marcus, calling from Baltimore. What's on your mind?
Yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
In my opinion, I think that the statues definitely should not be destroyed. I think they should actually stay. I think that history repeats itself, and I think oftentimes history repeats itself because we don't learn from the mistakes that we've made in the past. So in my opinion, I think they should stay, and I think the inscription underneath the statue should be changed to reflect the truth about history. I think it should be changed to say something that, you know, Robert Taney stood for racism. He had no respect for humanity, and that, you know, we should learn from his mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So that our children, the next generations, can see it and know what mistakes were made so that they don't make the same mistakes again.
Interesting. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about Confederate-era statues and monuments. We're asking, what should become of them? Should they stay where they are? Should they be removed? Should they be destroyed? Should they be put elsewhere? What about that, Dolores? Hold on.
Okay.
Let me get my question out.
Get it out.
Because one of the things that Marcus suggested leaving them there, but to address what is said on many of them, because, you know, you spoke about, you know, your ancestors being slaves, but these statues are not denigrating the Confederacy. They are honoring the Confederacy. They are honoring the men and in some cases, you know, the women who were participating in an act of treason, trying to take away what the United States had built when it was in the Revolutionary War. And so I guess I'm just trying to understand that, you know, these monuments honor oppression.
I disagree totally. I think that as an African-American whose parents and whose ancestors picked as much cotton as every other black person in this room, I'm entitled to my opinion regardless of what
This isn't about whether you're entitled to your opinion.
I am entitled to my opinion.
Here because of your opinion.
Absolutely.
You don't have to tell me that you're entitled. I want to hear what it is.
Absolutely.
But let's not talk
absolutely
about the opinions. Talk.
Absolutely.
Tell me what it is.
And My opinion in that regard is that those statues should stay. It's a part of our history. I am so sick of our people trying to deny that this history existed. I see it as they were trying to fight a tyrannous federal government in their view. I think that they have every right to do so, just like we have rights to build our statues and call things Martin Luther King Boulevard. We have the same right that they have, the same rights, and then you'll be stepping on their rights. And they have those rights irregardless of how we feel about it. The truth of the matter is the Constitution gives them that right to do so.
I don't know. Well, the Constitution doesn't really give anybody the right to build anything. No.
Well, the Constitution gives them their right to speak and to have their statues.
Right. Well, no.
It gives them the right to have statues.
It doesn't give them the right to have statues.
Well, it gives them their right to express themselves.
The Bill of Rights says nothing about...
We're not talking about the Bill of Rights. We're talking about all aspects of the Constitution.
And
it gives them a right to express themselves.
Exactly.
It gives them a right to express themselves. And if they want to express themselves...
This is an issue with Trump supporters.
Well, it's an issue with Black Lives Matter.
You are making things
up as you go. It's not the law either. I mean, we don't like anything that you want. Absolutely, we have a right to do everything that we want.
Let me not get off point.
Don't get off point.
Because the question, like I said before, there are options here. For example, one of the things that was mentioned by Marcus that came up just yesterday when Republican Larry Hogan of the state of Maryland suggested that he wants Roger B. Taney's statue, which is just outside the state house window, outside his office, removed.
Yeah.
Now, some people are suggesting that these statues be melted down. Others suggest that they be taken to other places, to museums and the like. Would you be against that? Would you be against that, having them put in museums? Let me start with you, then I'll go back to Dolores.
You know, it's interesting the things that we make museums for. We have museums particular to the Holocaust, and with our new museum, the African American History and Culture Museum, that gives a wide range of our history. And it talks about the oppression. There are already symbols in there that are very, very heart-wrenching to see lynches, to see lynch ropes and things like that. And thinking about these statues, what place they belong. They don't belong in public parks. They don't belong in places where we can just walk beside them and it triggers things. I don't care what they do with them, honestly. I think they need to be taken down. If they want to put them in a museum to have folks that are so gung-ho about the Confederacy and honoring that, that's cool. As long as it is away from the public, and having it in public parks where our children have to play. If you want to melt it down and have a memorial of that as a symbol of the hatred that is dying away in our country, I think that that could be a little more symbolic of these are all the things that are being melted away. And there's a way to make that beautiful for something that we are going to move toward and moving toward liberation and freedom from oppression.
Carl, give me briefly a quick context to that, because, again, as we have seen in other countries, and this has already been discussed over and over during the course of this week, that you do not see monuments to the Nazis in Germany.
Even
in Japan, the rising sun flag, the battle flag with the stripes, that's no longer used. It is only seen in museums. So why can't we do that?
Well, I just came from 3 years in Stuttgart, Germany.
Okay.
And one of the markers that I remarked on was that I walked by a vacant lot and it had flowers that had been turned into a garden. And there was a simple marker there that said this here on this site had stood a synagogue until the late 1930s. And then in the Central Park in Stuttgart, we walked by a place, and there was a simple marker that said, from this place, Jews were rounded up and shipped out to concentration camps. And they were very, very simple markers. Now, to me, the German attitude toward their Nazi era was a very healthy attitude, and it's one that is historically within context. And I had tremendous respect for the way the Germans handle it. And I just wish the Americans had adopted the same thing about the Civil War, put it in a proper perspective. Now, your producer asked me earlier, she said, have you ever seen Civil War money? Do I have to take a break here?
I do.
Could I make one point when we come back?
I'm going to let you finish your point. But also, for those of you who are interested in finding out more about the book, Nance Trials of the First Slave Freed by Abraham Lincoln, you can find that online at nancebook.com. That's NANCEbook.com. I need to take a break. If you're online, Daryl in Upper Marlboro, Kevin in Upper Marlboro, Pastor King in Maryland, April in Clinton, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.